Hello. You are listening to the first episode of Tiffany Gigg's podcast. Missing out on this podcast is what Steve Martin describes as the day without sunshine. You know, it's dull and dark. Hello and welcome to episode numero uno of the Tiffany Gigg podcast. Now, this podcast is dedicated to highlighting those best bits taken from the Tiffany Gigg show, which runs every Wednesday to Friday for an hour throughout the week. So it includes the features, What's Their Name, those classics from the Pink Box, and then just all the other bits and bobs that happen in between, really. Love. So it's been about 48 hours since I've last spoken to you. So hello. How is everyone? Good. Good. In the words of Sharon Osbourne, I am absolutely fabulous. I've just come back actually from working as a student ambassador, and I had to take a bunch of potential students on a tour around the university campus, which was fun. And I knew that obviously before I went there, that these students were from overseas. So I tried to get to talk to them and get to know them, and I thought, oh, okay, cool. So whereabouts do you come from? And they said, Norway. So I replied, oh, so that's pretty far then. And their reply was, no. Not at all. I know. I just don't know geography. So then I just tried to decide where Norway was. And I was like, oh, so, you know, where is it? And they went, it's next to Sweden. Again, I have no idea where Sweden is. Like, straight over my head. I'm not a geography person at all. There's probably a couple of countries that I can pick out on a map. And that is one, Great Britain. Two, Russia, because it takes up the majority of the map. Three is Italy, because of obviously the boot. And then Canada, America. Apart from that, I wouldn't have a Scoobies where any of the other countries are. Or probably North and South Pole, obviously. They're quite the obvious ones. So at 1:15, we have What's Their Name, which is, as I just said, is a brand new feature. At 1:30, we have the Summer Ball Countdown. And at 1:45, we have those classics from the Pink Box. And trust me, today, you're not going to want to miss them. But right now, we're going to play a record. Now, this song was my big thing a couple of weeks ago, and it's still sounding fantastic now. This is Paramore and Still Into You. Now, it is time for my new feature of the week, which I'm really excited about to play. But first of all, I had a bed and I don't know where my bed's gone. Here we go. Nerve Radio. There you go, it makes it sound that bit more funky. Before I actually went into the feature, I wanted to tell you a little bit about how I got the idea for it. So basically, we're all sat watching a film one day, and you know when you're thinking of a person and you can list basically everything they do, and you know everything that they've done, what they look like, but you don't know what their name is. Yeah, how frustrating is it? That is basically what the game is. It's a frustrating game for me to tell you all about one person and you've got to guess who it is. So this is the clip, and you guys have got to try and guess who Olivia Kaczynski is describing.
He's an American actor. He's won 5 Golden Globes. He's been in Fight Club and Ocean's 13. What's the name?
So that is the clip for you today. If you know who that person is, then please let me know, because I know who it is. But obviously, you guys got to guess. That's the whole point of the game. But we're going to play a record now. And just for the fact that it's coming up to the weekend, I thought a bit of Hi-Fi would be absolutely brilliant. So here it is, Hi-Fi and Living for the Weekend. One of the topics I wanted to talk to you about today was actually my little dinner date that I had last night with my friend Bethan. Now, one of the things that I love about when I go over for tea at Betty's is that I always find she watches these weird and wonderful programs that I've A, never heard of, or B, heard of and never watched, okay? So, for example, last night we watched this Millionaire's Matchmaking, which was about millionaires going to a dating agency and they try and find the perfect couple. And, oh, these millionaires, you just think that they're normal. They're kind of not, but obviously, I don't know, they pay a lot of money to go and do these things. And if it goes Pete Tong, then obviously it's not very good. But one of the programs that she actually introduced me to, which is what, of course, we all know in the UK, is MasterChef. Now, I knew that they did a UK version. I've heard of other versions that they do as well, but I didn't actually realise they did an Australian version. Now, it is pretty good. It's actually, I quote, it's a little bit better than the UK version, just in kind of reference to the tasks that they do are actually, they are pretty different. But one of the actual, like, tasks is that, which I find really strange, is that basically they, obviously they're all going against each other, and bearing in mind it is a competition, and each contestant has to pick out another like recipe or load of foods for another person to cook. Now, all these people in the Australian MasterChef are so nice to each other. They're like, oh, I know that she can cook this well and she can cook that well. And, oh, I know that she can do this together. She's very creative, so I'll put all of these things together because I know that she'll do well. Now, I don't know about you, being on a competition and me being in MasterChef, I'd be picking out the things going, right, I know she's bad at that. She can't cook scallops. Right, okay, I look at this here. Oh, dragon fruit. Let's see how she can mix those two together. It's a competition. Hello. I'll be knocking people out of that place. I'll be like, I want to win. Step forward or step aside, Missy. I'm winning MasterChef. I took a lovely little trip to London this weekend. We didn't go actually to the kind of Big Ben section. I was fooled about that. I got told I was going to London and everyone automatically thinks Big Ben. And I was like, I'm going to go see loads of stuff. But no, it wasn't for that. We actually went down for our exhibition this weekend. So we were showcasing loads of work. There's a couple of things that I wanted to highlight about London because I thought it was just really, really bizarre. But for one, I realised that everywhere I go, I am a tourist. I am a proper tourist everywhere I go. I always take, like, you know, like my camera, and then I judge everything. I'm like, oh, that's nice. I like that. Oh, they do things differently here in London to what they do back in Bournemouth. So walking around London at about 8 o'clock in the morning, and everyone is always dressed in black. Not that there's like a massive funeral or anything. It's just everyone's obviously going to work. Everyone's in suits. Well, we stumbled across a Starbucks, and we thought, yeah, we'll go in and I'll have a coffee. I have never seen Starbucks so packed at that time in the morning ever. It was just absolutely crazy. It was so bizarre to see something like that because obviously up in R1 in the uni, it would just be like nothing much really. Just probably one or two people there just like maybe hanging from the night before or just having a bit of a catch up. But no, this Starbucks in London, absolutely packed with everyone in suits, everyone in black, even on Macs still, or like people were in meetings, and I've never seen anything like it. To be fair, like for everyone who's kind of listening and has been to London is going like, yeah, well, what else is new? But for me, who has never been in that situation before, it was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. And it was so bizarre as well to just see. I had to line up for a Starbucks at 8:30 in the morning. And I thought, oh, I don't think I like London for this reason, that you have to wait for coffee. But one of the things as well was when we were actually waiting up, I had dressed really nicely, actually, because it was really sunny outside. And I thought, oh, I'll wear my flowery dress. And walked into Starbucks and everyone was just in black, like I said before. And there was me just in this really bright pink flowery dress. And I thought, yeah, I'll just brighten everyone's day up, shall I? That's what I do best. So do you know what? Like after then, I decided to think like, because I saw a lot of people walking around with music in their ears as well. And I thought, you know, I'm kind of like that. When I like to walk on my own, I like to kind of be in my music. I don't want to be listening to all the sounds of birds. I want to be listening to like everything, anything. Like, so I decided to rummage around my iTunes and I found the perfect song, which would be really good for if you were kind of like walking around a job in London and being like, yeah, I've got a job in London. You can kind of big it up a little bit. So I thought, yeah, I found the soundtrack and this is the one that I managed to find. It's a little bit of Ram Jam and Black Betty. Now, if you hear like, yeah, the beat is absolutely brilliant. So I thought this was the perfect matchmaker for all those people in London that had jobs. So you guys, or listeners of Nerve Radio, this is Ram Jam with a bit of Black Betty. Going back a couple of weeks ago, I remember I played you a song by the band called the Alvarez Kings, who are made up of Simon, Paul, Rich and Sean. And I love this band. I've heard them quite a few times, actually, and they're all on my iTunes. They're quite big up in Sheffield, and they're quite big up at North. I've never seen them really down south, so I want them to come down south, which is why I'm doing this, trying to persuade them to come down here. But they've gone all over the world, all over Germany, playing their music. And I played one of their songs last week. And then after that, I was cheeky enough to maybe like request another one. And then they actually sent us their brand new song, which was released. And I'm not just saying this, but I've actually been listening to it non-stop since I've got it. It's absolutely fantastic. So guys, if you haven't heard of them, it's the Alvarez Kings, and this is their brand new single, No Resolve.
You love to be adored, love lost and no resolve. I can't give what I can't afford, love lost and no resolve. Watch it burn, watch it dissolve. Love lost and no resolve.
Chris Malinchak sounding absolutely brilliant there. And I've just been joined in the studio by Manav. Hello.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
Good. Now, I've just done the, what's it called? The tour campus with you.
Oh, yes, it was so good. The international students from Norway and a few other countries.
I know. I did tell you, though, didn't I, that I actually didn't know where Norway was, and it was really embarrassing. And I thought...
You don't know where we're Sweden as well?
Oh, I know. And I was like, I don't know where either of those are. But it's quite a good thing that you've just come in, because now is the time for the feature. It's the Summer Ball Countdown.
I know.
So, wait, can we have... I do have drums somewhere, which I normally play, and I've just lost them, but I'm going to get them for you, because it does sound pretty cool right there. Okay, so we do have... Wait.
Drums, please!
Some drums. Okay, Ooh. That's pretty good. So it is everybody from Bournemouth University students. We have 1 day until the summer ball!
I'm
so excited. I know. I'm just going to let this cheer just go on for ages, because it's brilliant. So you're all prepared.
Yes.
I'm all prepared. So what are you going as tomorrow?
I'm going as the Fat Incredible, because I'm fat and I'm going to be dressed as Mr. Incredible. So I'm going to be the Mr. Fat Incredible. I'm painting my body. Not really what I really want to do, but I have to paint my body. So all the lads are doing that.
Yep. So you're prepared. You've got your drink sorted for tomorrow. You've got your food sorted for tomorrow.
Food I can't eat, because I'm going to be too alcoholic. So drinks sorted, yes. And we all guys, like we're like 10 guys, and we are painting our body, the superheroes.
Yep.
So I can't eat, otherwise my tummy will just pop out.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still good that you're all prepared. So what are you actually wearing? You're just painting yourself.
Basically, yeah. There'll be just shorts. That's it. And then I'm going to paint my body as Mr. Incredible.
Oh, that's going to look brilliant.
Yeah, there's some Superman and Spider-Man in the gang as well.
Yep, so you've been before to the Summer Ball then?
No, never is my first.
You've never been to the Summer Ball. Oh, so what are you looking forward to then?
The stages, amazing. Music,
yep.
Crazy.
Woo!
And dash.
Yep.
I don't want to fill those blanks. Blank.
Blank, okay.
You know what I mean.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm getting it. There we go. Oh, no. So this is my third time now going.
Whoa, tell me about it. How is it?
Oh, it's incredible. You kind of just have this big field. Have you ever been to a festival before?
Yes, I have. Music festival. Yeah, Sunburn in India and Goa.
There you go. So it's like that. It's quite
did
like that.
Did you make it till the end? That's $1 million question.
Yes, I do make it until 2 o'clock. The first year I actually made it until the survivor's photo.
Did you make it?
I did. The first one. The second year, I was really tired and I was like, I'm going to go to bed. Yeah, because we were all at home and we thought we had to walk. But tomorrow, because obviously it's our final year, I just thought, no, I'm going all out.
Third one.
I'm going all out.
All out.
Yep. So that's why our costumes have been like pretty expensive this year.
What are you wearing this?
I'm going as a basketball player.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. So we made our own team. We made our own team name. We've got numbers on the back, numbers on the front.
Cheering something as well. Like yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe we should get up with a chant, shouldn't we?
Yeah, a chant. Yeah. Basketball.
Yeah, or maybe defense. They do that, but yeah, they do. Yeah, they do the basketball defense.
Do you want to know what was my original plan? It was a bit racist, but can I say it?
I don't think you can. Maybe if I play a record, and then you can tell me over the break. But what are you thinking about everything headlining?
Everything headlining. I think it's going to be cool.
Have you heard of their music before?
I think once I have. Yeah, I think.
Yeah,
I
they're quite a new band, aren't they? They're quite
they're
different.
They're quite new, but they're like more like One Direction. They might just come as big as them. Like, you never know.
You don't know these things, do you?
No, just happens. It just happens out of the blue.
It's just a big break.
Just one song you need that can kill the
It
world.
Does, yeah. So I'm actually going to play one of their songs now.
Awesome.
So, yeah, just for everyone who is listening, that it is Everything headlining tomorrow. Obviously, Rudimental have a DJ set, which is equally going to be as amazing.
Hectic.
Yes, it's going to be brilliant. Yes. So yeah, it's a bit of everything. Manav, what a character. What an absolute character. He's brilliant. Just quickly came in. He was actually up in Nerve looking for his certificate because he won an award at the Nerve Awards. He did. So he was up here and I quickly dragged him in and was like, quick, bung on headphones and we're going on air. Now, just before we jump into those classics from the Pink Box, I've come up with another little feature which I call the Halftime Hot Song. You know the halftime hot dog? Yeah, I got halftime hot song. So what we're going to do is we're just going to slow things down a little bit and just get you guys nice and relaxed. That's all it's here for, really. So I picked out Paolo Nutini today and Candy. Love this song. Now you guys just chill out. Obviously not in the sun because it's raining. Get those umbrellas up. Paolo Nutini with Candy. Just giving you that little bit of a relaxed feeling on a Friday afternoon. Nerve. So, as I've just said, the time is now 1:45, which means it is time for one thing and one thing only. And it is those classics from the Pink Box. Woohoo! I need to get that cheer back on here, really. Next time I'll fill like the entire studio out with people so we can have like really like cheers and everything, like really authentic stuff. Maybe a foam finger as well. We'll see what happens when we get those in here. I just want to describe how this came around because a lot of people get confused about it. They think it's a real thing. Well, it is a real thing. Right, I'm actually confusing the entire thing now, right? I'll start from scratch. So basically, me and my friend Chelsea, who isn't here, unfortunately, she's back at home working. We were at her house and we were actually getting some things for a car boot sale. And we went into a garage and we found this massive pink box. Okay, so it is a real thing. It's an authentic thing. And inside this pink box was loads and loads of old school CDs. Now I'm talking Aqua, I'm talking Barbie, I'm talking Now 20, and even Shakespeare's Sister, like all these bands that like probably like loads of people are just like, what? Stereophonics. There was loads of people that are in this in the box. Those are the CDs, and we just thought, this is crazy, we have to get this on our show. So we came to the conclusion that was going to make this a feature from our show and get these songs from the Pink Box on our radio show, because it's songs that people haven't heard in ages, and it's quite frankly those songs that people forget even exist in the music world. Now these are one of the songs that I actually found on an album, and it's actually just a little bit of jazz. Everyone loves that on an afternoon, don't they? Everyone loves anything on an afternoon. So this is one of the first songs from the Pink Box. Yeah, a little bit of Stevie Wonder. Absolutely brilliant. This guy is what I can only describe as a legend. We're getting superstitious now, eh? See what I did there? This is Stevie Wonder. Absolutely fantastic. Stevie Wonder there with Superstition, the first song to come from the Pink Box. And I'm not gonna lie, I've been dancing all the way through this song. It's just so catchy. Bit of the clickety fingers. Absolutely brilliant there. So the time, now 10:02. But like I said before, we have a brand new feature which was called What's Their Name. Now the time has come to actually reveal who this celebrity is. But before I do that, we're just gonna play the clip one more time. So if you can quickly maybe guess now, you can't text me in because it's just too late. But if you can now think about this and see what celebrity Olivia Kaczynski is describing.
He's an American actor. He's won 5 Golden Globes. He's been in Fight Club and Ocean's 13. What's the name?
Yeah, so who was that? Of course, thank you to all. Well done to the people who got it right. Thank you for everyone who participated. And no, it's not Pierce Brosnan. He's not in Fight Club. And he's not in Ocean 13 either. And it wasn't even George Clooney. But well done to everyone who did try and guess. But of course, well done to Jake Wilson and Zoe Farrant, who guessed that it was, of course, Brad Pitt. Woohoo! Do you know what? I'm gonna get you quick. Well done. Okay. Everyone applauds you here up in Nerve Radio for getting that right. I'm very proud of you guys. You know your celebrities well. But of course, What's Their Name will be back next week, so you can play along. It's a brand new feature. I just wanted to see how well it went down, and I'm pretty sure it went down pretty well. So the time has come now to reveal the next song, which is in the Pink Box, and I'm actually really nervous to play it because it's very, very old school. It's very childish. However, when you hear it, I think you might like it because I play it as a guilty pleasure. And I actually sent the song. I was singing it to people as a Snapchat. And I just kept singing it. But the song was actually, when I was over in Canada, the family that we were staying with, the girls were doing a dance to it. And I didn't actually realise it was the band who it actually produced. But I don't know. Please let me know how well this goes down, or if you even know what it is. But oh god, my heart is literally like racing. I don't know how well you guys are going to take this, but good luck.
We are what we're supposed to be. Illusion. Sing.
Okay, I don't know what you guys think. What did you think?
In fact, I had a couple of tweets that, well, I had a message saying from Jake that it was totally his jam. And then I even had a couple of tweets saying that, I don't know what this is. Adam Howard said he doesn't know what it is. It is actually the band that are responsible for Barbie Girl and Dr. Jones. Yes, that was Aqua and Cartoon Heroes. I can't believe when we was listening to a Now CD that came on and I just thought, oh, this is brilliant. I love this song. I did dance and it is definitely going to be played at my pre-drinks tomorrow for the big event, which is the Summer Ball. But just a little couple of shout outs before I go. Of course, it's to Chelsea because one, she's not here. Two, she's really ill in bed. And I hope that she gets better. And she told me that this little boy needs to be happy. She does this really weird thing where she refers to herself as a little boy. Yeah. Don't understand. It's one of those weird friend things that we just both kind of laugh at. It is quite funny. But of course, like I said, the big event tomorrow, the Summer Ball, I know I keep going on about it. However, it is the biggest event of the year. Make sure you are prepared. Have you got your food sorted? Like I was speaking to Manav yesterday or earlier today, he has everything sorted. He has his drink, his food, his costume. It's actually quite surprising how many people do not have this sorted. Like, there are going to be people now running around Primark trying to find a tacky costume, shall I say. Like, we ran into a couple of guys, I think, during our first year who said that they were going as a type of female character, and one of them held up this top and I was like, this is really awkward because I have that top and you're dressing as this kind of costume, which is quite awkward because that is my top. However, for everyone who is going, I hope you have a fabulous time, and I've had a great time on this show today. Like we said, we played some Paramore, some You, Me at Six, and of course we had our first new feature, which is What's Their Name, which will be coming back to you every day next week. Well, not every day, maybe just a couple of times next week, but it'll be back. So if you didn't get it today, maybe you can get it next week. Don't worry, I will let you know when it's back on. But of course, I am now gonna go prepare for tomorrow. That is all students should be doing today, is preparing for tomorrow. But I'm gonna leave you with a really, really good song. This is Biffy Clyro and Biblical. Guys, have a nice weekend.